Moving on, U.S. President Donald Trump and top Democrats continue to lock horns over the partial government shutdown. Trump says he is waiting all alone in the White House despite Christmas holidays for Democrats to come and make a deal on what he called desperately needed border security. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer and his House counterpart Nancy Pelosi issued a joint statement blasting Trump's approach. They said the president is plunging the country into chaos despite the arrival of Christmas. Nearly one quarter of the federal government programs are now on hold after their funding expired on Friday. Trump wants lawmakers to approve funding for his plan to build a wall along the Mexico border. Beside the Democrats, he is also critical of the Federal Reserve and the central bank. The feud has caused U.S. stock markets to experience a drop on Monday, like what happened last week. For more on that, we're joined by Mr. Edward Corrigan, political commentator, joining us on the phone from Ontario. Thank you very much, Mr. Corrigan, once again, for your insights on Press TV's Top 5. Now, first of all, how far do you think this standoff is going to go? How far, how long is it going to take?
Well, it's really difficult to say, but Trump is asserting his authority about signing the budget document. The problem that Trump has is that this current Congress is gone, and he's going to be dealing with a Congress that has a Democratic majority in the House of Representatives, and Republicans only have a bare majority in the Senate. So his situation is going to get much worse. But he is, playing hardball. But what the big game plan is, it's hard to say because, as I said, this situation is going to be much worse in the new year. So you're going to have a lot of problems. I mean, like you see, a quarter of the government's budget is shut down. It's going to create a lot of problems. And, the criticism of the wall, it's not going to work. They've got $5 billion for a wall. People will build tunnels. They'll have ladders. They'll have balloons, whatever it is to get over the wall. And it will not be effective, as most people have said, most experts have said. But Trump has done a couple of good things. They pulled the troops out of Syria, reducing the American troop presence in Afghanistan. But he wants to try to, stave off his own criminal proceedings against him, which might lead to his impeachment. So it's a very, very volatile time for both Trump and for the U.S. Congress. But as I said, it's going to be much worse for him in the new year.